Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to continue talking about a successful pre-listing strategy.
I'm Marcia Edwards, a residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking a little bit about selling a home in this crazy market. It's a great opportunity, but there's also ways to leave money on the table. So let's talk about how to prevent that going into selling your home. Let's talk first what we covered last program, and that was about inspections early. I don't usually recommend this, but in this market, if you've got a property you don't know very well, like a rental of yours or an estate of a family member's, you might consider getting inspections early before putting the home on the market. The reason for that is you can attach it to the listing itself and have the buyers review it and understand what they're getting into before making an offer. The reason to do that is you don't want the offer to fall through further in, deeper in, when the inspection period is, you have lost all the other buyers because you've got only one person doing their due diligence and they discover something that's a deal breaker. So to get an educated buyer, you want to qualify them by making sure that they're not biting off more than they can chew when they enter the transaction. Second is you want to put the disclosures out there. There's a requirement of a seller's property disclosure for most of the homes that are on the market, state mandated, and you've got to fill out everything that you know about the property. I would also submit those early, put them out there with the listing so that the buyers can sign that at the time that you present the offer, make sure that they understand what you understand about the home. In addition, I would encourage you to set an offer. So we're going to create an auction atmosphere. That is to say, you may not put it at the top price on the market, but it will drive to that point if you play and execute it correctly. What you'll want to do is you want to, it's very mainstream in this market, to consider putting the home on the market, let's say at 85 to 90% of what it should sell for from what you've considered, what's out there and what's sold recently. And then what you're going to do is you're going to give 7 days for showing and viewings and wait for the seventh day to come before you review offers. That gives everyone plenty of time, gives them a weekend to vet the property. They can go back to the lender, make sure they know what they can support in pricing for their ability to pay. So you've really got an opportunity to get a vetted, prepared buyer in your hands when you do meet and agree to terms. So if you've got it on the market for 7 days, review offers on a certain day. I would encourage you not to take an offer prematurely. One strategy buyer's agents do is if there's a deadline on Tuesday and it's Sunday, they say Sunday at 7, this offer expires. I guarantee you that buyer's going to still want the house on Tuesday. So if you push back a little on the deadlines, respectfully, you've put it out there to all the other buyers. You may have lost the best buyer if you prematurely grab an offer that looks attractive. So consider those items, those things. Let me know if anything I've shared with you is something you want to go deeper on. Give me a call. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.